$200 billion of our taxpayer money, military equipment. I paid my share. I want to use the equipment. On the weekends, I'm trying to borrow the tank. Going on a road trip. Going state to state, and I'm not paying tolls. The tank is my easy pass. And I'm parking the tank on top of tow trucks. Specifically the tow truck that got my Toyota Camry back in 2011. I don't forget or forgive. I hold grudges. We spent all this money on military equipment. Meanwhile, we're getting destroyed in cyber warfare. America's supposed to be the strongest country, always saying we're the strongest country, and the rest of the world is like, y'all password's weak though. They shot a whole oil pipeline down. Some European hackers made sure gas stations in America couldn't provide gas for a whole weekend. Some dude in Slovakia was like, if you don't drive a Tesla, you staying home. Like, how does that happen? How does he even have that kind of power? I feel like European hackers and American hackers could come together, combine the evil hacking powers for good, but they got two different goals, two different ambitions. Like, if European hackers and American hackers would brainstorm what they would hack, they wouldn't see eye to eye. European hackers would be like, we have the power to shut down a major financial institution. What do you think we should hack? American hackers would be like, actually, we was thinking we could hack into the iCloud and leak Jennifer Lopez nudes. Too late, we did it already. My bad.